Hi everyone, this is Dr. Drenna Wells and coming to you from Illuminating Minds Radio. And yes, I have some things to talk about today. Very, very serious, okay? And I have to put my point across in this direct way. There are a lot of people who are very brainwashed about being a secured party creditor, that they are able to pull money out of their birth certificate bond, which is known as their SESKV trust. And it gets to the point where they're so brainwashed, when they even want to ask to work with me, they offer to pay me an international promissory note or a bill of exchange. And my question to those people are, oh, is your trust really set up? And they actually believe that they can pay me using the international promissory note and the bill of exchange, which comes out of their SESKV trust. And I'm here to tell you that is absolute bullshit. And the moment I hear anything like that, I will turn you away. I'll blast your ass and I'll tell you to get lost. Because my comeback would say, oh, so you're that set up, huh? Then why do you need a foreign trust? Why are you coming to me? For my work. For work that actually is real and actually can get shit done. These people I don't have time for. They're ridiculous. And it's an insult. Now I know why I left the secure creditor arena so many years ago. I was so sick and tired of it. Dealing with people that are like that are so broke, broken-minded as well. And this individual wanted help with her repo, and now I know why she got her car repos, because she played that stupid game. I'll pay you an international promissory note and all this garbage, and you wonder why your life is shit. You know what? There is a sickness called a mind virus. And it's all coming from about place of the secure creditor. Not secure creditor, because there are secure creditors, and I am a real secure creditor and all that. But the secure party creditor movement. And these people do not have nothing. They have no money. They have nada. They have nothing else. Many of them are absolute bums. And I never thought in my life that I would ever get involved in these types of groups, because I come from a hardworking family that are upper middle class, and I always we're entrepreneurs. Money was never a problem. Money's not an issue, because money is an exchange. Doesn't matter how money is. Money could be an exchange with FRN notes. It could be exchange of Bitcoin, which I actually prefer Bitcoin over FRN notes any day. It could be an exchange of gold coins, silver. It could be an exchange of rocks. It doesn't matter. Whatever you give value to, that's what your currency is. So I find that to be rather ridiculous. And that movement certainly didn't get me nowhere, only to fight against too many times in an aggressive manner. And I was going nowhere with it, thinking that if I A4V'd the child support bill with my signature and a social security number, that the money was gonna come out of my birth certificate bond. It was gonna come out of the SESKV or Foreign Situs Trust. And nothing ever effing worked, okay? It wasn't until I created a foreign trust the proper way, with the appropriate 98 done correctly, based out of a different country, not in the United States or Arizona Republic or California Republic or any of this garbage. It was from another country, which was Mexico, and I was actually residing in Mexico at the time. I was actually residing in Cancun when I got the 98 number. Completely outside the country, with no 1041 to even file, no nothing to file. I did it right and correct. And with that status that I have, puts me in a higher bracket than any secure party creditor could ever have. It's a joke. I'm seen as a foreign agent and a diplomat of my own foreign trust and with my own foreign grantor trust that I created, not coming out of my birth certificate and all this garbage. I created myself utilizing the limitless credit of the 98, if done, if utilized properly. I was able to get rid of child support. I was able to get rid of a lot of debt, a lot of other bills as well. They were little bills, but I put child support up front because that's the hardest thing you could ever get rid of. And got rid of medical bills. I got rid of student loans. I got rid of a lot of things along the way, along my journey. Traffic tickets, all of that. So it's so sad that I would actually succumb to dealing with those types of people in my life ever, because they're always wanting things for free. And I was never the type that wanted anything for free. I actually believed in working hard for something, because if I had everything for free all the time, or let's say I was a multi-billionaire or whatever, I had anything I wanted anytime, to me, I get bored really quick. If you had everything free all the time, you'd be very bored, because there's no goals to work for. There's no goals to shoot for, to go after, to show how worthy you are of this goal, and the reward that comes after it. So yes, I have moved on. I've moved on greatly from the secure credit party world a long time ago. I got over it. I got over the bullshit, and I got over the bullshit people that would come to me asking me if they can pay me in their promissory notes and pay me with their birth certificate. It is insane. They are brainwashed, absolutely brainwashed. And they're brainwashed by a psyops. I don't think you realize that, but it is a psyops. And I know the people involved in the psyops. Winston Shrout was one of them. Creditors and Commerce, all of them are in fucking federal prison. I'm not in prison. I got my American passport completely felony free because I did my shit right. I made damn sure that my trust was properly set up outside the freaking country of the United States Corporation, completely. Even in the United States of America, it doesn't matter. I had it set up the way that the foreign agents set up because they know what the fuck they're doing. And like some of these people that are sovereign warriors and sovereign whatever, you know, I got so sick and tired of that shit a long time ago. And that's why I moved on to helping people with the foreign trust, business people, people that actually appreciate this work. And no, not U.S. citizen people that actually believe that they're 14th Amendment citizens. I even got one guy totally questioning, interrogating me. And I'm like, and I'm going to contact my accountant to see. And I go, you know what, dude, you go do that. And by the way, like, get the fuck off. I don't have time for those people. People that are like that, that are brainwashed, have no business doing this type of work. I'm sorry. They have no business. They are the ones that are going to get chipped, and they're the ones that are going to get beheaded, and they're going to end up in a FEMA camp or whatever the hell camp. And trust me, it is coming very, very soon. I work with I know a guy who actually works in cybersecurity and says you're going to have to use your phone to freaking get your water. To get a bottle of water, you're not going to be able to use cash, people. It's time to wake the fuck up. But many of you are very, very stupid. You're very zombified, fluoridated. And some of you, I get it. Some of you are really broke. You don't have the money to get a trust, or you're really tight right now. And I understand it's the holidays. Everybody's tight right now. But many of my clients aren't that tight because they're business people. They see this work in a completely different manner, like, oh my God, I can save millions of dollars in taxes. I don't like how the government's going right now. I don't like how the tyranny. So they're awake, and they don't see themselves as U.S. citizens, federal employees of a corporation. They are actually well educated because they've educated themselves first before they came to my table. I don't take anyone that's educated on this arena. The moment you start questioning me and saying you're going to go talk to your lawyer and your accountant, that is grounds for you have been disqualified from my group. I will block you. I won't have nothing to do with you, because I know that my work freaking worked. The paperwork worked, and I know the story behind it. Many of you do not. You are chasing after a fucking rainbow. A pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, known as your birth certificate. Give me a freaking break. You know what? Any of you who are on my list that believe that, get off my list. Sorry. Get off my list, please. This is not what I'm here for. I'm here to help people that really need help. They're not like, I'm going to buy a car and then I'm going to use my birth certificate bond to freaking sign off on it. Oh, give me a break. Really? And you wonder why you got a repo car, because you are using your birth certificate to pay for your car. What a joke. Why are you hanging out with these people? And these people are going to all land you in freaking jail, just like what happened with Winston Schrell. I saw it happening, guys. I know this because I am a psychic and I'm also a magician. I can see the bullshit so easy. And I realize, oh goodness, this isn't the way. And I'll tell you, the person that I was working with that really knew really, really good about the 98 and the foreign trust, he says, no one gives a shit about bonds. They don't care. They ignore them. Doesn't matter what you can create as many bonds as you want. They don't give a shit. When you start talking about this is a bond that I created and I'm the secure creditor and I create, no, they ignore it all. It's not until you get your foreign trust set up correctly outside the jurisdiction of the United States and you transmit your social, you do a lot of other things that you're supposed to do in order to have a foreign agent status to be looked upon as not one of their debtors on the plantation. If you don't understand what the hell I'm talking about, the first thing I would ask you to do is get my ebook, free ebook, on securecreditor.com. If you want to pay for the book, it's a different book. It's called Be Bulletproof as a Secure Creditor, not Secure Party Creditor, because I'm not part of that stupid movement. Then go to lulu.com. You'll find it. You'll find how we write out the documents, how you write out the security agreement. But even then, though, so what? You take control of your birth certificate. Big freaking deal. What is that going to do for you? Nothing. Hasn't done a damn thing for me at all until the day I became a foreign agent. So that's why secure creditor, you know, I'm separating everything. I might even change my freaking domain to something else. I'm getting the wrong people. Coming to my table. You know, go chase after your birth certificate bond and see where it lands you. It will land you in prison, okay? Many people are in prison because of the stupidity. And you know who created this? The government did this for you. They want to see how many stupid people are out there. And they love it. They thrive on stupid people because they want to take money from you, from your bond money. But see, they're the only ones that can access it, not you. You're a peon compared to them. Are you kidding me? Please. So before you even dare come to my table asking me to pay me in that way, I'll say, look, dude, why don't you have Bitcoin? If you're so against the government, why don't you have Bitcoin? Why aren't you using crypto to remove yourself from the fiat system already? And using your old-time birth certificate bond, that was created by them. That wasn't created by you. So please, guys, save it, or I tell you to go somewhere else. It's ridiculous, okay? So anyway, I have to put that out there for those that are just really lost in La La Land. I am not your secure party creditor mentor. Oh, hell no. Because I know it's all bullshit. I've been there for 13 years. I've seen too many people go to prison. Even people committing suicide because they thought that the way was the way, and it wasn't. And I'm just grateful I have these tools, so grateful, because I was guided. I was guided by my real guides, not some God above of Torah, God, you know, trying, you know, being delusion. I was really guided by my higher self, my ancestors, and that knew what the fuck was really going on. So anyway, that's something to really look into. You know, if you're not into this, it's not for everyone. Like I said, not people are going to get this. Not many people are going to get this, especially those that don't have any money. They're definitely not going to understand this at all. Okay, so you know what? If you don't want your car repoed, quit trying to pay your fucking car with a birth certificate or promissory note and all this other bullshit, because I'll tell you, it's all going to backfire on your ass. And I'll tell you, there's a woman out there, I don't want to say her name, but she hides her face when she talks, and everyone believes that they can securitize their bonds and all this shit and pay off things. But if it's so damn true, why hide your face? It's bullshit. I call nothing but bullshit with people like that. And you're going to find out. All of you are going to find out. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get your ass handed to you. And I'll tell you, many of the people that I work with, they're the ones that have been lied to. And they're like, oh, my God, I need to be correct. I need my status corrected, and I actually have to correct their statuses because they have gone, fallen victim to a lot of this garbage out there. Okay, so anyway, that's my speech for today. Hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas, wonderful New Year, you know, and hope you stay out of prison. Take care. SecureCreditor.com.